Have you heard of the whole Roanoke colony mystery? It's a big American mystery that's been well, it has not been solved clearly. But scientists are actually planning to take a fresh look on an engraved rock that's been purported to hold the key to this mysterious lost colony of Roanoke. So this has been described as the coldest case in American history. The fate of more than 100 English settlers of the 16th century on Roanoke Island, North Carolina, has long baffled historians. The settlers' disappearance has been shrouded in mystery for centuries. So the settlers, who included women and children, they arrived on Roanoke Island in 1587 to help establish America's first English settlement. By 1590, however, the group was nowhere to be found, which fueled an ongoing speculation about their mysterious disappearance. And the only clues that left behind by the settlers were the words Croatoan and CRO carved in a fort's gatepost on a tree nearby. And this sparked a theory that the settlers fled 50 miles south to Hatteras Island, which was then known as Croatoan Island. However, in 1937, a 21-pound stone engraved with strange markings was found by a California man driving in coastal North Carolina. And initially, this was taken to the history department of Emory University, and the stone ended up in possession of Brenau University in Gainesville, Georgia. The stone is supposedly engraved with a message from one of the colonists, Eleanor White Dare, to her father, John White, who was the colony's governor. And White had returned to England in 1587 to help to request help for the colony, but on his return to Roanoke Island 3 years later, he was unable to find any of the settlers, which by that time included his granddaughter Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the New World. So this is what the engraving explains. And again, this engraving is written 16th century English. So it says, quote, "Virginia went hence unto heaven 1591. Father, soon after you go for England, we came hither," end quote. Now it notes on the reverse side of the stone, adding that, quote, "Online misery and war," end quote, re resulted in the death of more than half the settlers. So the engraving indicates that the remaining colonists were killed by savages. At that time, it was spelled salvages, but they were killed by savages, except for seven of them who were taken captive. And the tourist who found the stone said that he discovered it about 50 miles inland from Roanoke Island, and that was according to National Geographic. So this corresponds with White's account that the settlers had planned to move 50 miles into the Maine. So while initially hailed as a major historical find, questions soon arose about the authenticity of this stone, and more than 40 other engraved stones that subsequently surfaced were purchased by Brenau University. The majority of those so-called Dare stones were widely acknowledged to be fakes, but the first stone, which supposedly bears a message from Eleanor White Dare, continues to fascinate historians. Now, National Geographic reports that analysis of the stone by University of North Carolina at Asheville in 2016 revealed that its interior was bright white, while its exterior and carvings were much darker. Matthew Champion of UK's Norfolk Medieval Graffiti Survey told National Geographic that a freshly cut inscription, quote, "would appear bright white on the stone, particularly so on this type of stone, and it takes a great deal of time for that whiteness to fade," end quote. Using chemicals to mask the color would have been difficult in the 1930s, according to Champion and Ed Schrader, who's the president of Brunel. And new technology for spotting trace elements and isotopes, as well as ultraviolet and multispectral photography, could also unlock the mysterious stone's secrets. And that's what Eric Doehne at Doehne, not sure how to pronounce it. Doney, he's a Los Angeles art conservator, but that's what he told National Geographic, that with further study, he could come up with some new information. So while some experts are still skeptical about the stone's authenticity, Bernal's Schrader is said to be planning a comprehensive study of the artifact in the near future. And Bernal has not yet responded to a request for comment on this story, at least not to Fox News. So we'll have to keep our eye on it and see. But, you know, as always, I'm curious to know what you think about the Roanoke colony mystery. Do you think that they were killed off, or do you think they left? Was it aliens? was it Bigfoot? That actually is something we're going to talk about a little bit later. The Bigfoot War. We'll get into that. But
you can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.